Orbit Research welcomes you to the Orion TI-36X User Manual. This is version A, dated the 24th July, 2005. Table of Contents. Chapter 1. Introduction. Section 1.1. Features. Section 1.2. Conventions used in this manual. Chapter 2. Getting familiar with your Orion TI-36X calculator. Section 2.1. Shipping list. Section 2.2. Orientation of the unit and its controls. Section 2.3. Power supply and charging. Section 2.4. Switching on the unit. Section 2.5. Volume control. Section 2.6. Learning mode. Section 2.7. Orientation of keys. Section 2.8. Display of results. Section 2.8.1. Changing the display format. Section 2.8.2, converting an entered number. Section 2.9, clearing and correcting. Section 2.10, speech modes. Section 2.10.1, selecting speech modes. Section 2.10.2, feature modes. Section 2.11, configuration. Chapter 3, calculator functions. Section 3.1, basic arithmetic functions. Section 3.2, number entry, editing, and display. Section 3.3, trigonometric functions. Section 3.4, hyperbolic functions. Section 3.5, transcendental functions. Section 3.6, memory functions. Section 3.7, statistical functions. Section 3.8, fractions. Section 3.9, rectangular polar conversions. Section 3.10, number system modes. Section 3.11, probability. Section 3.12, physical constants. Section 3.13, English metric conversions. Chapter 4, care of your Orion TI-36X. Chapter 5, warranty. Chapter 6, troubleshooting and repair. Chapter 7, shipping instructions. Chapter 1, Introduction. This manual is designed to guide you in the use and care of the Orion TI-36X Talking Scientific Calculator. The Orion TI-36X is a specially designed unit based on the popular TI-36X Solar Scientific Calculator. The functionality and operation of the Orion are identical in respect to the standard TI-36X. The only difference is that the additional controls and options are provided to adjust the speech output to your preference. We will first start by familiarizing you with the speech controls on the unit and then describe the math functions. You may also refer to the TI-36X Solar Guidebook from Texas Instruments. Section 1.1, Features. Your Orion TI-36X comes with a host of advanced but user-friendly features. Over 127 scientific functions, including 1 and 2 variable statistics and trigonometry, ergonomically designed for use by the visually impaired. Small and lightweight, the Orion TI-36X weighs 11 ounces and measures 6.2 by 3.0 by 1.3 inches. It provides clear, high-quality, natural speech. Each key is spoken when pressed. A choice of speech modes for quiet or verbose operation. A unique learning mode for key identification during operation, large, tactile, functionally zoned keys, repeat facilities to speak the display at any time, backspace or correction key to delete the last digit. Easy for teachers to help with, the LCD display and functionality are the same as the TI-36X Solar. Volume control and earphone, high-capacity rechargeable battery for over 6 hours of continuous operation, battery or AC adapter operation. Easy on-off control with automatic power off. A protective snap cover. Included accessories are in high-quality earphone for private use and an AC adapter. The unit comes with a 1-year limited warranty from Orbit Research. The scientific functions available on the Orion TI-36X are 10 digits plus 2-digit exponent of minus 99 to plus 99 with 12-digit internal accuracy. 1 and 2 variable statistics for linear regression and trend line analysis. Fraction entry operation and conversion to decimal. Conversion of mixed numbers to improper fractions. trigonometric functions in degrees, radians, and grads, hyperbolic functions, 10 metric to English and English to metric conversions, 8 physical constants, 3 memories, combinations and permutations, common and natural logarithm, universal powers and roots, reciprocals and factorials, polar to rectangular conversions, conversion from degrees, minutes, seconds to decimal degrees and vice versa with results spoken in appropriate units, calculations and conversions in decimal, hexadecimal, octal, and binary number bases, Boolean logic operations, computer math, percent operations, 15 levels of parentheses, engineering and scientific notation, fixed decimal capability. Section 1.2, conventions used in this manual. The printed and electronic versions of this manual reference various functions of the calculator in the following manner. Key names are enclosed in square brackets. If a function is invoked by multiple keystrokes, as in the case for secondary functions of keys, it is enclosed in square brackets, and the individual keys that are required to be pressed are all enclosed in round brackets. This position of the key is indicated in round brackets. Speech output is denoted by enclosing it in quotes, for example, all clear. In this recorded version, key names are spoken out and multiple keystrokes are described. Chapter 2. Getting familiar with your Orion TI-36X calculator. Section 2.1. Shipping list. You should have received the following items in your calculator package. 1. Orion TI-36X Talkin Scientific Calculator. 2. A printed user's manual. 3. A 3.5-inch floppy disk containing ASCII and Microsoft Word versions of this manual. 4. An earphone. 5. A battery charger, which is also an AC adapter. 6. This audio cassette tape with recorded user's manual. 7. A warranty registration card. Section 2.2. Orientation of the unit and its controls. This section will familiarize you with the location and functions of the primary controls of your Orion TI-36 Talking Scientific Calculator. First, open the protective snap cover. This cover fits tightly and can be opened by pressing down the upper end of the cover gently with your thumb and pulling up on the bump on the top of the cover with your fingers. Then, place the unit on a desk or hold it in your hands such that the keypad is on top and facing you. In this position, you should be able to feel the speaker grill and 4 rubber feet on the bottom of the unit. Orient the unit so that the keys are located on the lower end of the unit, towards you, while the flat LCD display is at the upper end, away from you. This is the normal operating orientation for the unit. With the unit in this position, on the left-hand side of the unit, you will find the volume control thumb wheel towards the top and the earphone socket towards the middle. On the right side of the unit, towards the top, you will find the power socket for inserting the AC adapter plug. Towards the middle of the right-hand side, you will find 2 push-button switches. The upper button, called the Learn Mode button, is for entering learning mode and to select various speech options. The lower button, called the Repeat Off button, repeats the number on the display and turns the power off when pressed for more than 2 seconds. Section 2.3. Power supply and charging. Your Orion TI-36X calculator has a built-in rechargeable battery pack, which gives you the freedom of carrying the calculator and working anywhere, and also relieves you from having to replace the batteries frequently. It can also be powered by the AC adapter provided with the unit, which can be plugged into a standard 110-volt wall socket. The AC adapter also serves to charge the battery. Caution! Do not use any other AC adapter with the Orion TI-36X. This can result in damage and destruction of the unit and will render the warranty void. The accessories, AC adapter, charger, and earphone, supplied with the Orion TI-36X has been specifically designed for use with this unit. Using the unit with any accessories other than the ones supplied by Orbit Research may result in serious damage or even destruction of the unit. Orbit Research will not be responsible for any direct, indirect, or consequential damage or injury resulting from the use of such accessories. Low battery indication. The unit continuously monitors the battery. When it detects a low power level, the unit will speak, "low battery." Thereafter, the unit gives beeps at regular intervals to remind you to insert the AC adapter for charging the battery. If you fail to do so, the unit gives a final warning message, "low battery, power off," and shuts down. Under these circumstances, any data in memory or on the display will be lost. Charging. When you hear the low battery warning, it is an indication that the batteries have become weak and need to be recharged. Plug in the battery charger, AC adapter provided with the unit, into the power socket near the top on the right-hand side of the unit. The charger can also be plugged in at any time. It will serve to top up the charge on the batteries. Ensure that the adapter is plugged into a live wall socket when plugged into the power jack of the unit. Note that you can continue to use the Orion TI-36X calculator while it is being charged by the battery charger. Please note that the battery should be charged for at least 16 hours before using the unit for the first time. The calculator will operate for several hours or days depending on the extent of use. The life of the battery is over 6 hours of continuous use. It is generally not necessary to change the batteries inside the unit until they have completed at least 500 charge and discharge cycles. At this point, they may become tired, resulting in a decrease in the duration of use before they need to be recharged. The battery in the unit cannot be replaced by the user. Please contact Orbit Research for battery replacement. Section 2.4, switching on the unit. To switch on the Orion TI-36X Talking Scientific Calculator, press the On All Clear key until you hear a beep and release it immediately. The On All Clear key is located in the top right corner of the keypad. Make sure that the volume control, described in the next section, is not at the minimum volume setting, since you will not be able to hear speech in that case. When you switch on the unit by pressing the On All Clear key, you will hear the unit first give a beep and then say Power On after releasing the key. If you do not hear this, please charge the unit for some time and try again. To switch the unit off, press and hold the Repeat Off button, which is the lower of the two buttons on the right-hand side of the unit, for 2 seconds or more. For fast shutdown of the unit, press both the buttons, Learn Mode and Repeat Off, simultaneously. Section 2.5, Volume Control. Speech volume can be controlled by the volume control thumb wheel on the left-hand side of the unit. It is easier to set the volume when the unit is on, since you can listen to the change. Rotate the volume control thumb wheel counterclockwise with a downward motion to increase the volume level and clockwise with an upward motion to decrease the volume. A high-quality earphone is provided with your calculator. To use the earphone, plug the jack into the earphone socket located on the left-hand side of the unit, just below the volume control. Plugging in the earphone disconnects the internal speaker and all speech is heard through the earphone to enable comfortable private use. Section 2.6, Learning Mode. The Orion TI-36X is equipped with a special learning mode designed to help you locate keys and confirm their functionality at any time, even in the middle of a calculation. You can enter learning mode at any time by pressing the Learn Mode button, which is the upper button on the right-hand side of the unit, very briefly, less than 1.5 seconds. When the unit is in learning mode, the previous state of the calculator remains preserved. That is, if you were in the middle of an operation, it is not interrupted and the display remains unchanged. In learning mode, every key that is pressed is spoken out to help you locate a particular key if you do not know its position. Each key pressed by itself speaks out its primary function, and when pressed in combination with the various modifying keys, it speaks the secondary function as set by the modifying key. This will become clearer in the following sections. When you exit the learning mode by briefly pressing the Learn Mode button again, the calculator returns to the speech and operational mode you were using before entering learning mode. It also restores all preferences in use before you enter learning mode, and you can resume operation from precisely the point where you had left it. Note that when entering learning mode, the unit always reverts to the default decimal mode, which is the mode at power on. If you need to locate key functions in other modes, you can easily enter those modes as described in the following sections. The keys on the Orion TI-36X have a positive tactile feel and are designed to be sensitive for easy operation. Hence, we recommend that while getting familiar with the unit, the user uses learning mode to locate the position of each key sequence listed in the next section. Section 2.7, Orientation of Keys. The Orion TI-36X has 40 keys arranged in 8 rows and 5 columns. This section will describe the location of each of those keys. We will follow a row and column numbering scheme where the position of a key will be specified by its row and column, with the bottom left corner key being in row 1 and column 1. Each key can have several functions determined by which mode the calculator is in and by the sequence of keys pressed. When pressed by itself, each key performs its primary function depending on the calculator mode as described below. When pressed immediately after the second key, located in the 7th row and 1st column, each key performs its secondary function, again depending on the calculator mode. For example, in the decimal mode, the key sequence 1 and sine calculates the sine of 1, while 1, second, and sine calculates the arcsine of 1. When pressed immediately after the third key, located in the 8th row and 1st column, each key performs its third function. For example, the key sequence 3rd and 0 converts inches to centimeters. In addition, the hyperbolic key, when pressed before the trigonometric function key, generates the hyperbolic equivalent of the function. The second, third, and hyperbolic modifiers can be canceled by pressing these keys again, upon which the unit speaks normal after the key is spoken out. The Orion TI-36X calculator can be used in 6 different modes, namely decimal, which is the default mode at power on, hexadecimal, octal, binary, 1 variable statistics, and 2 variable statistics. These modes can be selected using the third key located in the 8th row in the 1st column. The 6 modes can be set by pressing the third key followed by the other keys as described below. The exponent key, row 5, column 2, sets decimal mode. The multiply key, row 4, column 5, sets binary mode. The close parentheses key, row 5, column 4, sets octal mode. The open parentheses key, row 5, column 3, sets hexadecimal mode. The X exchange Y key, row 6, column 1, sets 1 variable statistics mode. The enter data key, row 5, column 1, sets 2 variable statistics mode. Note, some operating features such as trigonometric functions are available only in decimal mode and statistics mode. You will hear a warning tone or the word error if you attempt to use a feature that is not available. We will now describe the positions of the keys on the keypad, the functions that the key performs, and the sequence of the keys required to invoke the function. If a key has a special function in a particular mode other than the default decimal mode, for example, the X squared key gives the mean in 1 variable statistics mode, the mode will also be described. Row 1, column 1, backspace. After second key, permutations. After third key, combinations. Row 1, column 2, the digit 0. After second key, Celsius to Fahrenheit. After third key, Fahrenheit to Celsius. Row 1, column 3, decimal point. After second key, grams to ounces, avoirdupois. After third key, ounces, avoirdupois to grams. Row 1, column 4, change sign. After second key, polar to rectangular. After third key, rectangular to polar. Row 1, column 5, the equals key. After second key, convert to decimal degrees. After third key, convert to degree, minute, second. Row 2, column 1, enter fraction, spoken as A and B over C. After second key, convert between mixed number and improper fraction. After third key, fraction exchange decimal. Row 2, column 2, the digit 1. After second key, centimeters to inches. After third key, inches to centimeters. Row 2, column 3, the digit 2. After second key, liters to U.S. liquid gallons. After third key, U.S. liquid gallons to liters. Row 2, column 4, the digit 3. After second key, kilograms to pounds. After third key, pounds to kilograms. Row 2, column 5, the plus key. After second key, in 2 variable statistics mode, predicted Y value. After third key, engineering notation. Row 3, column 1, recall memory. After second key, add to memory. After third key, exchange displayed and memory values. Row 3, column 2, the digit 4. After second key, in 2 variable statistics mode, intercept. After third key, in 2 variable statistics mode, correlation coefficient. Row 3, column 3, the digit 5. After second key, in 2 variable statistics mode, slope. after third key, floating decimal. Row 3, column 4, the digit 6, after second key in two-variable statistics mode, predicted x value, after third key, scientific notation. Row 3, column 5, the minus key, after second key in two-variable statistics mode, sum of xy products. After third key in hexadecimal, octal, or binary modes, logical not. Row 4, column 1, store in memory. After second key in one and two variable statistics modes, summation x. After third key in hexadecimal, octal, or binary modes, logical and. Row 4, column 2, the digit 7. After second key in one and two variable statistics modes, sum of x squared. After third key in hexadecimal, octal, or binary modes, logical or. Row 4, column 3, the digit 8. After second key in two-variable statistics mode, summation y. After third key in hexadecimal, octal, or binary modes, logical, exclusive, or. Row 4, column 4, the digit 9. After second key in two-variable statistics mode, sum of y squared. After third key in hexadecimal, octal, or binary modes, logical, exclusive, nor. Row 4, column 5, the multiply key. After second key in two-variable statistics mode, population standard deviation of y values, n weighting, spoken as standard deviation yn. After third key, binary mode. Row 5, column 1. After second key in one and two-variable statistics modes, enter data. After second key in one and two-variable statistics modes, remove data. After third key, enter two-variable statistics mode. Row 5, column 2. Enter exponent. After second key in one and two variable statistics modes, number of data points. After third key, decimal mode. Row 5, column 3, open parentheses. After second key in two variable statistics mode, mean of y values. After third key, enter hexadecimal mode. Row 5, column 4, close parentheses. After second key in two variable statistics mode, sample standard deviation of y values, n minus 1 weighting, spoken as standard deviation yn minus 1. After third key, octal mode. Row 5, column 5, the divide key. After second key in 1 and 2 variable statistics modes, population standard deviation of x values, n weighting, spoken as standard deviation xn. After third key, pi. After the third and clear entry keys, universal gravitation constant. Row 6, column 1, exchange x and y. After second key in one and two variable statistics modes, clear all statistical data. After third key, enter one variable statistical mode. Row 6, column 2, reciprocal. After second key in one and two variable statistics modes, adds or removes multiple occurrences of a data point. After third key, hex digit A. After third and clear entry keys, Planck's constant. Row 6, column 3, square. After second key in one and two variable statistics modes, mean of x values. After third key, hex digit B. After the third and clear entry keys, Avogadro's number. Row 6, column 4, square root. After second key in one and two variable statistics mode, sample standard deviation of x values, n minus 1 weighting, spoken as standard deviation xn minus 1. After third key, hex digit C. After the third and clear entry keys, ideal gas constant. Row 6, column 5, universal power, spoken as y power x. After second key, universal root, spoken as x root y. After third key, percentage. After the third and clear entry keys, electron charge. Row 7, column 1, the second function key. Row 7, column 2, sine. After second key, arcsine. After third key in the hexadecimal mode, hex digit D. After the third and clear entry keys, speed of light. Row 7, column 3, cosine. After second key, arccosine. After third key in a hexadecimal mode, hex digit E. After the third and clear entry keys, gravitational acceleration. Row 7, column 4, tangent. After second key, arctangent. After third key in hexadecimal mode, hex digit F. After the third and clear entry keys, electron mass. Row 7, column 5, clear entry. After second key, set fixed decimal places spoken as fix. After third key, enter constants mode. Row 8, column 1, the third function key. Row 8, column 2, hyperbolic functions. After second key, select angle unit, spoken as degree, radian, or grad. After third key, change or convert angle unit, spoken as 2 degree, radian, or grad. Row 8, column 3, common logarithm. After second key, 10 power x. After third key, factorial. Row 8, column 4, natural logarithm. After second key, e power x. After third key, cube root. Row 8, column 5, the power on and all clear key, spoken as all clear. Section 2.8, display of results. The display shows entries and results with a maximum of 10 significant digits, a minus sign, and a two-digit exponent in scientific and engineering notations. However, the calculator uses a maximum of 12 digits internally. To present additional information about the status of the calculator, special indicators may also appear in the display. To hear these indications that may be displayed on the display, you should select the Speech Mode, Speak Special Functions mode by pressing the 5 key in the Speech Mode menu as described in later sections. The indicator, M, means one of the three memories contains a value other than 0. Second means the calculator will access the second function of the next key pressed. HYP means calculator will access hyperbolic version of the trigonometric function of next key pressed. BIN means the calculator is in binary number mode. OCT means the calculator is in the octal number mode. HEX means the calculator is in hexadecimal number mode. STAT means the calculator is in one variable or two variable statistics mode. DEG means the angle units are set to degrees. RAD means the angle units are set to radians. GRAD means the angle units are set to grads. Third means the calculator will access the third function of next key pressed. X means the X coordinate of a polar to rectangular conversion is displayed. R means the R coordinate of a rectangular to polar conversion is displayed. Brackets indicate one or more open parentheses. Section 2.8.1, changing the display format. The following key sequence can be used to change the format of the display of your answers. 1. Floating decimal. Key sequence 3rd, 5. This key sequence restores the standard floating decimal notation. It does not cancel the fixed decimal setting. Results in decimal are displayed and spoken in the following range: -999999999 to -0.0000000010. 0.0000000001 to 999999999. If the result is outside this range, it is displayed and spoken out in scientific notation. 2. Scientific. Key sequence 3rd, 6. This key sequence selects the scientific notation. Each result is expressed and spoken as a mantissa and exponent. 3. Engineering. Key sequence 3rd, plus. This key sequence selects the engineering notation. This is like scientific notation, except that all exponent values are multiples of 3. 4. Exponent. This key allows you to enter an exponent in scientific or engineering notation. You can enter a number as small as plus or minus 1 times 10 to the power 99, and as large as plus or minus 9.999999999 times 10 to the power 99. To enter such a number, enter the mantissa. If it is negative, press the change sign key. Press the exponent key. The unit will say the mantissa with a zero exponent if you press the repeat button at this point. If you press the exponent key without first entering a mantissa, the calculator restores the mantissa to 1 by default. Enter the exponent. Press the change sign key if it is negative. If an incorrect key has been pressed, then you can simply re-enter the correct digits, The last two digits you enter are displayed and used for calculations. Press equals key to enter the number. This is not essential, and the number will be accepted even if any other operational key is pressed. Then, if necessary, press the scientific key sequence, 3rd, 6, or engineering key sequence, 3rd plus, to set the display and speech in the desired format. 5. Fixed decimal key sequence, 2nd clear entry. This key sequence enables you to set the number of decimal places displayed and spoken in a result. To fix the number of decimal places, press the 2nd and clear entry keys, and then press the appropriate digit key, 0 to 9. This will result in the updated display being spoken to confirm the decimal places selected. To undo the fixed decimal setting, press keys 2nd, clear entry, and decimal point. If a result has more than the selected number of decimal places, the displayed result is rounded. If a result has less than the selected number of decimal places, trailing zeros are inserted. You can transform the result of a calculation from one format to another. To convert a result, simply press the 2nd clear entry, 3rd, 5, 3rd, 6, or 3rd plus key sequences, depending on the display format desired. Section 2.8.2, Converting an Entered Number. Enter the number, press the equals key, then press one of the key sequences described above. Section 2.9, Clearing and Correcting. For clearing incorrect entries and correcting them, you can use either the clear entry key, all clear key, the delete key, or the X exchange Y key. The clear entry key has the following uses. To clear an incorrect numerical entry, press the clear entry key once. To clear an error condition, indicated by error in the display and spoken as error, press the clear entry key once. To clear the display in all pending operation, press the clear entry key twice. By pressing the all clear key, you can reset the calculator entirely. The delete key deletes the last digit you entered. Pressing it repeatedly allows you to correct as many digits as you wish. The display is spoken each time you press the delete key if numerical keys or the exponent, open parentheses, close parentheses, mode, hyperbolic, angle units, enter fraction, decimal point, change sign, or fixed decimal keys preceded the delete key. Pressing the delete key twice also causes the unit to speak out the display. The X exchange Y key exchanges the following. The values of X and Y in universal power and root calculations. The minuend and subtrahend in subtraction. The divisor and dividend in division. The constant value and the value in the display in a constant calculation. Pressing the repeat off button, the lower of the two buttons located on the right-hand side of the unit, briefly at any time will cause the contents of the display to be spoken. Section 2.10. Speech modes. Your Orion TI-36X talking scientific calculator comes with a host of features that enable you to adjust the speech to your liking. There are three major speech modes and three feature modes. Section 2.10.1, Selecting Speech Modes. Press the Learn Mode button for more than 2 seconds until you hear Enter Speech Mode Menu. This indicates that the unit has entered the speech mode menu, which will allow you to select or cancel various speech and featured modes. These modes are selected or canceled by pressing digit keys while in the speech mode menu as described in the following sections. To exit the speech mode menu, press the speech mode button again briefly. You will hear Exit Speech Mode. The calculator remembers the selections made by you and returns to the calculations you were performing when you first entered the speech selection mode. You may now continue normal use of the calculator. Section 2.10.1.1, Verbose Mode. In this speech mode, the key that is pressed is spoken followed by the contents of the screen. For example, if you have pressed the 4 key followed by the 5 key, the unit will say 4, 5. It will then sound a beep, which indicates that the display is being spoken out next, and then speak 4, 5, which are the contents of the display. Press the digit 1 when you are in speech mode menu to select this speech mode, and the unit will confirm by speaking verbose mode. Section 2.10.1.2, Answer Mode. There are certain keys in your Orion TI-36X calculator that deliver the answer immediately after they have been pressed. These active keys are, for instance, the sine, x squared, and logarithm keys. In the answer mode, the unit speaks out an answer as soon as an active key is pressed, after announcing the key press. Pressing an inactive key, such as a digit key, does not cause the display to be spoken out. For example, if you entered 0 cosine, the unit will say 0 cosine beep, meaning that display is being spoken out, followed by 1, which is the answer to cosine 0. Press 2 when you are in speech mode menu to select the speech mode, and the unit will confirm by speaking answer mode. Then exit the speech mode menu by pressing learn mode button briefly for the selection to get activated. Section 2.10.1.3, quiet mode. In this speech mode, the key pressed is always spoken, but the answer is spoken only when you press the equals key. However, answers to some operations which are not spoken on pressing the equals key are spoken in this mode. These are the outcome of pressing the rectangular to polar, polar to rectangular, and X exchange Y keys, the decimal equivalent of an improper fraction, and the change in display due to the fixed key. For example, if you have entered 0 cosine, the unit will say 0 cosine. Only on pressing the equals key will you hear equals 1, which is the answer to cosine of 0. Of course, the repeat button, the lower of the two buttons located in the right-hand side toward the top of the unit, may be used at any time to vocalize the display. Press 3 when you are in speech mode menu to select the speech mode, and the unit will confirm by speaking quiet mode. Apart from these basic speech modes, the Orion TI-36X has additional feature modes that can be used with all speech modes. Section 2.10.2, feature modes. Section 2.10.2.1, descriptive mode. Pressing the 4 key once in the speech mode menu invokes this mode and causes the unit to say descriptive mode. In this feature mode, the speech is spoken in a descriptive fashion. For example, 123 on the display will be spoken as 123. Pressing the 4 key again cancels the feature, and you will hear the unit speak simple mode. Section 2.10.2.2, special functions mode. Pressing the 5 key once in the speech mode menu invokes the mode and causes the unit to say speak special functions. In this feature mode, you can hear the special indicators like second, third, hyperbolic, degree, radian, etc., along with the answer each time the calculator speaks out the display. Pressing the 5 key again cancels this feature mode, and you will hear the unit speak special symbols not spoken. Section 2.10.2.3, buffered mode or flush mode. Pressing the 8 key once in the speech mode menu invokes this mode and causes the unit to say not flush speech. This indicates that buffered speech mode has been turned on. In this mode, if the user presses any key while some other key or display is being spoken out, the new key press and resulting answer will be spoken out after the ongoing speech is completed. Pressing the 8 key once again turns off the buffered speech mode, and any new key press is immediately spoken out, flushing the ongoing speech. The unit confirms this mode by speaking flush speech. Section 2.10.2.4, default speech mode. When you first switch it on, the Orion TI-36X operates in answer mode with the following features mode: simple mode, non-descriptive, special symbols, not spoken, flush speech. You can return to these default settings by pressing the 6 key when in the speech mode menu. Section 2.11, configuration. If you do not operate the unit for a period of time, it automatically switches off after a pre-selected time period to conserve battery life. You can select this time period called power off time to suit your preference. The power off times available are 1, 3, and 10 minutes. To select power off time, enter speech mode menu. Press the 7 key. You will hear the unit speak automatic power off time setting 1 minute, which means the present setting is such that if the calculator is left unattended for 1 minute, it will shut down. Pressing the key 7 again will cycle the setting through 3 and 10 minutes. Exit speech mode menu and the unit will remember the power off setting. 30 seconds before the calculator shuts down, it gives a beep to warn you that you may lose any data in the memory and display if the unit shuts down. You may prevent it from shutting down by pressing any key on the keypad or the repeat off or learn mode buttons. The unit will give 2 beeps, 15 seconds before shutdown as a final warning, after which it will speak automatic power off and shut down. The default power off time is 3 minutes. Chapter 3, Calculator Functions, Section 3.1, Basic Arithmetic Functions. The plus, minus, multiply, and divide keys perform the arithmetic operations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, respectively. The equals key completes all pending operations and displays and speaks the result. The reciprocal, square, square root, and cube root key sequences calculate the reciprocal, square, square root, and the cube root of the displayed number, respectively. These are immediate functions, active keys, that operate on the displayed number and do not need a second operand. The percentage key sequence invoked by pressing the third and universal power keys performs percentage calculations. Section 3.2, Number Entry, Editing, and Display. The keys 0 through 9 and A through F are used to enter digits in the display. A through F are available only in the hexadecimal mode. You can enter a maximum of 10 digits and a decimal point. If you attempt to enter more than 10 digits, the unit will sound a warning tone and the digit will be ignored. The decimal point key enters a decimal point in a numeric value. The change sign key changes the sign of the number in the display. To enter a negative number, first enter the number as a positive value, then press the change sign key. If the display shows only 0, then on pressing the change sign key, the unit will speak out plus. In binary, hexadecimal, or octal mode, the change sign key works as the negation key and calculates the 2's complement of the number in the display. The delete key clears the last digit of the current numeric entry. Repeatedly pressing this key clears an entry digit by digit until the display becomes 0. The open parentheses and close parentheses keys open and close a parenthetical expression respectively. A set of operations enclosed in parentheses is given priority over operations outside the parentheses. You can open a maximum of 15 sets of parentheses. The third and divide key sequence enters the value of pi in the display. Section 3.3, Trigonometric Functions. The sine, cosine, and tangent keys calculate the sine, cosine, and tangent, respectively, of the angle in the display. The calculator interprets the angle in the units, degrees, radians, or grads, selected by the select angle unit key sequence or the change angle unit key sequence. If you enter an angle in degree, minute, second format, you must first convert it to decimal degrees before using these functions. Inverse trigonometric functions. The arcsine, arccosine, and arctan key sequence calculate the angle in the selected units whose sine, cosine, or tangent is in the display. These functions are invoked by pressing the second key, followed by the sine, cosine, or tangent keys, respectively. The 2 decimal degrees key sequence is invoked by pressing the second and equals keys and converts an angle from degrees, minutes, seconds format to decimal degrees. Enter the angle as D dot MMSSS and press 2 decimal degrees key sequence. Here D represents degrees and may be from 0 to 7 digits. The dot is the decimal point. MM represents minutes and must be 2 digits. SS represents seconds and must be 2 digits. And the third S is the fractional part of a second. The 2 degree minute second key sequence is invoked by pressing the third and equals keys and temporarily displays and speaks the current value in degrees, minutes, seconds. Enter the angle as D dot DDD DDDD and press the 2 degree minute second key sequence. The select angle unit key is invoked by the second and hyperbolic keys and cycles the angle unit setting between degrees, radians, and grads without affecting the displayed or spoken angle. The change angle unit key is invoked by the third and hyperbolic keys and cycles the angle setting between degrees, radians, and grads for display, entry, and calculation. It also converts the value shown on the display to the new unit selected. The calculator automatically resets the degree angle units when you press the All Clear key. Section 3.4, Hyperbolic Functions. The hyperbolic key, when pressed before a trigonometric function key, enables you to use the trigonometric function keys to access hyperbolic functions. Similarly, the hyperbolic key followed by the second key enables you to perform the inverse hyperbolic functions when pressed before a trigonometric function key. Section 3.5, Transcendental Functions. The universal power key raises any positive number to any power within range of the calculator. The universal root key sequence invoked by the second key, followed by the universal power key, calculates any root of any positive number within range of the calculator. The natural log key calculates the natural logarithm to the base e of the number in the display. The second key, followed by the natural log key, calculates the natural antilogarithm of the number in the display. The log key calculates the common logarithm to the base 10 of the number in the display. The second key, followed by the log key, calculates the common antilogarithm of the number in the display. Section 3.6, memory functions. The TI-36X has three memories. When a memory contains a number other than 0, M is displayed and spoken in the appropriate speech mode. The store key stores the displayed number in a memory, replacing the previous memory contents. To clear memory, press 0, store, 1, 0, store, 2, or 0, store, 3. The all clear clears all three memories. The store key followed by a digit key, N, stores the displayed value in memory N, replacing its current value when N is either 1, 2, or 3. The second key followed by the recall key and a digit N between 1 and 3 adds the displayed value to memory N. The third key followed by the recall key and a digit N between 1 and 3 exchanges the displayed value and the value in memory N. The recall key followed by a digit N between 1 and 3 recalls, displays, and speaks the number stored in memory N without affecting the memory contents. Section 3.7, statistical functions. The TI-36X has two statistic modes, one variable statistics and two variable statistics. Section 3.7.1, one variable statistics. To enter into one variable statistics mode, press the third key, followed by the X exchange Y key, row 6, column 1. To enter into one variable statistics mode, press the third key, followed by the X exchange Y key, row 6, column 1. To enter statistical data values, press the second key, followed by the clear statistical data key, to clear all statistical data. Enter a data value and press the enter data key. Continue until all the data values are entered. If you enter incorrect value, remove it by re-entering the value and pressing the remove data key sequence, invoked by the second key followed by the enter data key. Then enter the correct value and press enter data. Each time you press the enter data key, the remove data key sequence, the display shows the number of data values currently in the registers. You will be able to hear this if you are in the verbose or default speech modes. Note, the enter data and remove data keys will be spoken out only in statistics mode. In other modes, these keys will give an error. After entering the data values, statistical operations can be performed as follows. For mean of entered data, press the second and x squared keys. For population standard deviation and weighting, press the second and divide keys. For sample standard deviation n-1 weighting, press the second and square root keys. For sum of data values, press the second and store keys. For sum of squares, press the second and 7 keys. For number of data values, press the second and enter exponent keys. To add or remove multiple occurrences of a data point, press the second and reciprocal keys. To clear the current entry, press the clear entry key. This does not affect statistical data or memory. To clear all statistical data, statistics mode and memory, press the all clear key. Section 3.7.2, two variable statistics. To enter into two variable statistics mode, press the third key followed by the enter data key, row 5, column 1. To enter statistical data values, press the second key, followed by the clear statistical data key to clear all statistical data. Enter the X data value and press the X exchange Y key, then enter Y data value and press enter data key. Continue until the data values are entered. If you enter an incorrect value, remove it by re-entering the X value and pressing X exchange Y, and then the Y value and pressing the remove data key sequence invoked by the second key followed by the enter data key. Then enter the correct value, as above, and press the enter data key. Each time you press the enter data or remove data key, the display shows the number of data values currently in the registers. You'll be able to hear this if you are in verbose or default speech modes. After entering the data values, statistical operations can be performed as shown below. For the mean of the entered X data values, press the second and X squared keys. For the mean of the entered Y data values, press the second and open parentheses keys. For the population standard deviation of X values and weighting, press the second and divide keys. For population standard deviation of Y values and weighting, press the second and multiply keys. For sample standard deviation of X values N minus 1 weighting, press the second and square root keys. For sample standard deviation of Y values N minus 1 weighting, press the second and close parentheses keys. For sum of X data values, press the second and store keys. For sum of Y data values, press the second and 8 keys. For sum of squares of X data values, press the second and 7 keys. For sum of squares of Y data values, press the second and 9 keys. For number of data values, press the second and enter exponent keys. For the sum of X and Y products, press the second and minus keys. For the correlation coefficient, press the third and 4 keys. For the intercept, press the second and 4 keys. For the slope, press the second and 5 keys. For the predicted X value, press the second and 6 keys. For the predicted Y value, press the second and plus keys. To add or remove multiple occurrences of a data point, press the second and reciprocal keys. To clear the current entry, press the clear entry key. This does not affect statistical data or memory. To clear all statistical data, statistics, mode, and memory, press the all clear key. Section 3.8, fractions. Follow the following steps to enter a pure fraction, such as 1 over 6, as A over B. Enter as many as 6 digits for A. Press the Enter Fraction key, spoken as A and B over C. The unit will say over between the values entered for A and B if the repeat button is pressed to speak out the display. Enter as many as 3 digits for B. Note, if you attempt to enter more than 3 digits for B, the unit will sound a warning tone and ignore the entry. If you enter an improper fraction, the calculator changes to proper fraction when you press an operation key. To enter a mixed fraction as A and B over C, enter as many as 3 digits for A. Press the Enter Fraction key. The unit will say over between the values entered for A and B if the repeat button is pressed. Enter as many as 3 digits for B. Note, if you attempt to enter more than 3 digits for B, the unit will sound a warning tone and ignore the entry. Press the Enter Fraction key. The unit will say AND between the values entered for A and B and over between the values entered for B and C if the repeat button is pressed. Enter as many as 3 digits for C. Note, if you attempt to enter more than 3 digits for C, the unit will sound a warning tone and ignore the entry. Converting fractions. To convert between a mixed fraction and an improper fraction, press the second key followed by the Enter Fraction key. To convert a fraction to a decimal value, press the third key followed by the Enter Fraction key. The decimal equivalent of the fraction will be displayed and spoken out. Pressing the third key followed by the Enter Fraction key again will display and speak the fraction. Section 3.9, Rectangular Polar Conversions. To convert from polar to rectangular, select the desired angle units. Enter the R coordinate and press the X exchange Y key. Enter the theta coordinate. Press the second key followed by the change sign key to convert the coordinates and display the X coordinate. Press the X exchange Y key to display the Y coordinate. To convert from rectangular to polar, follow the same steps as given above, except in steps 2 and 3, enter the X and Y coordinate respectively. Press the third key followed by the change sign key in step 4. Note, to recall the X or the R coordinate, press the X exchange Y key again. You can use the X exchange Y key to alternately display the X and the Y coordinates until you press the clear entry key twice in a row, the all clear key, or the equals key. The unit always speaks out the display when the X coordinate or the Y coordinate is displayed. Section 3.10, Number System Modes. The third and enter exponent key sequence selects the decimal mode. When you press the above sequence, the number in the display is automatically converted to its decimal equivalent. Note, normally you should keep the calculator in decimal mode. Some of the calculator's operating features are limited in other modes. The third and multiply key sequence selects the binary mode and shows the BIN indicator on the display, which is spoken out when the special functions feature mode is active. In this mode, you can only perform arithmetic operations with binary numbers, integers only. When you press the key sequence above, the integer portion of the number in the display is automatically converted to its binary equivalent and is spoken out. You can enter positive binary numbers as large as 111, 111, 111, which is a 9-digit number. Numbers beyond this are interpreted as negative, 2's complement numbers. All keys that are not functional in this mode send a warning tone. The third and close parentheses key sequence selects the octal mode and shows the OCT indicator on the display, which is spoken out when the special functions feature mode is active. In this mode, you can perform arithmetic operations with octal numbers, integers only. When you press the key sequence above, the integer portion of the number in the display is automatically converted to its octal equivalent and spoken out. You can enter positive octal numbers as large as 377, 777, 777, which is a 9-digit number. Numbers beyond this are interpreted as negative, 2's complement numbers. All keys that are not functional in this mode sound a warning tone. The third and open parentheses key sequence selects hexadecimal mode and shows the HEX indicator on the display, which is spoken out when the special functions feature mode is active. In this mode, you can perform arithmetic operations with hexadecimal numbers, integers only. When you press the key sequence above, the integer portion of the number in the display is automatically converted to its hexadecimal equivalent and spoken out. You can enter positive hexadecimal numbers as large as 2540BE3FF, which is a 9-digit number. Numbers beyond this are interpreted as negative, 2's complement numbers. All keys that are not functional in this mode sound a warning tone. To enter the hexadecimal digits A through F, use the following keys. The reciprocal key for A, the x squared key for B, the square root key for C, the sine key for D, the cosine key for E, the tangent key for F. Section 3.11, probability. A combination is an arrangement of objects in which order is not important, as in the hand of cards. The NCR function calculates the number of possible combinations of N items taken R at a time. A permutation is an arrangement of objects in which order is important, as in race. The NPR function calculates the number of possible permutations of N items taken R at a time. The third and logarithm key sequence calculates the factorial of the displayed value, which must be an integer in the range of 0 to 69. Section 3.12, physical constants. Physical constants can be entered using the following keys, each pressed after the third key and the clear enter key. For the speed of light, press the sine key. For the gravitational acceleration, press the cosine key. For electron mass, press the tangent key. For electron charge, press the universal power key. For Planck's constant, press the reciprocal key. For Avogadro's number, press the x squared key. For the ideal gas constant, press the square root key. For universal gravitation, press the divide key. Section 3.13, English metric conversions. Unit conversions between English and metric systems are available only in decimal mode and can be performed with the following key sequences. The second key followed by the one key converts centimeters to inches. The third key followed by the one key converts inches to centimeters. The second key followed by the two key converts liters to U.S. liquid gallons. The third key followed by the two key converts U.S. liquid gallons to liters. The second key followed by the three key converts kilograms to pounds. The third key followed by the three key converts pounds to kilograms. The second key followed by the zero key converts Celsius to Fahrenheit. The third key followed by the zero key converts Fahrenheit to Celsius. The second key followed by the decimal point key converts grams to ounces. The third key followed by the decimal point key converts ounces to grams. Chapter 4. Care of your Orion TI-36X. Proper care of your Orion TI-36X talking scientific calculator will ensure trouble-free operation. When it is not in use, snap the protective cover over the keypad to protect the unit from dust and spills. Periodically wipe the unit with a slightly damp, soft, lint-free cloth to remove accumulated dust. Do not use any detergents, solvents, or commercial cleaners, as these may damage the finish. An optional padded carrying case is available from Orbit Research. Chapter 5, Warranty. Orbit Research provides a one-year limited warranty for the Orion TI-36X Talking Scientific Calculator from the original date of purchase. The warranty covers all manufacturing defects as well as all parts and related workmanship. During this period, Orbit Research will repair, or at its discretion, replace the calculator at no cost to the consumer. The consumer will be responsible for shipping of the unit and all accessories to Orbit Research and the cost of postage to Orbit Research. Proper insurance during shipment is strongly recommended. The provided warranty registration card must be completed and returned to Orbit Research within 10 days after the purchase to ensure speedy service during the warranty period. It is also incumbent upon the consumer to provide proof of the purchase date in the form of the original or a copy of the invoice at the time when the warranty claim is made. Please contact Orbit Research for return authorization number prior to sending the unit. The calculator will be sent back to the consumer with the shipping charges prepaid for valid warranty claims. The warranty is void if the unit has been damaged by accident, misuse, neglect, or improper service and does not apply in cases where the unit has been opened or any way altered by an unauthorized person. Repair after expiration of warranty. Following the warranty period, or in the case of breakage not covered by the warranty, Orbit Research will repair the calculator at a reasonable cost. Shipping charges both ways will be borne by the consumer in this case. Disclaimers. Orbit Research does not consider itself responsible for any direct or indirect consequences following the utilization of the Orion TI-36X calculator. Orbit Research shall not be responsible for loss of the calculator or consequential cost to the consumer. Orbit Research reserves the right to change product specifications without notice. Any modification to products previously sold will be performed solely at the discretion of Orbit Research. Chapter 6, Troubleshooting and Repair. This section will help you in resolving problems you may experience while using the Orion TI-36X. We recommend that you go through this section before contacting Orbit Research for assistance. 1. You hear two high-pitched beeps when you turn the unit on and the unit does not operate. This can happen if the batteries are weak. Please charge the unit for some time and try again. This can also happen if a key is kept pressed while the unit is being turned on using the All Clear key. Make sure there are no keys that are pressed, and the All Clear key is released quickly after the single turn-on beep is heard. If the problem persists, please contact Orbit Research. 2. On pressing the All Clear key, the unit does not switch on. This can happen when your battery is weak. Recharge the battery for some time and then try again. 3. You are not able to hear any speech. It is possible that the volume was accidentally turned down. Increase the volume by turning the volume control thumb wheel counterclockwise downwards. Also check to make sure that the earphone is not plugged in if you intend to use the built-in speaker. 4. The unit does not switch on when the adapter is plugged in the unit. Ensure that the adapter is plugged into a wall socket that has been turned on and try again. 5. Unit does not switch off when pressing the off button for more than 2 seconds. Check to make sure that you are not in learning mode. You must exit learning mode before attempting to power off, or the calculator will not turn off. Updated troubleshooting hints and answers to frequently asked questions can also be found on the web at www.orbitresearch.com. If you continue experiencing problems with your Orion TI-36X, please contact Orbit Research at the address given in the next chapter or via email at support@orbitresearch.com. Chapter 7, Shipping Instructions. If you need to return the calculator for repair, please contact Orbit Research first to obtain a return authorization number. Send the unit along with the accessories, a copy of your dated sales receipt, and with the return authorization number clearly marked on the package, to the address below. Ensure that the unit is packaged properly to avoid damage during shipping. It is also recommended that the package be insured against damage or loss during shipment. If special arrangements need to be made to ship the unit back to you, please include written instructions in the package. Our shipping address is Orbit Research, 3422 Old Capitol Trail, Suite 585, Wilmington, Delaware, 19808, USA. This is the end of the recording.